Here it is, strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: is my man too comfortable, or am I expecting too much? Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 5 years, and I recently celebrated my anniversary. I'm very disappointed and a little angry because every year on my birthday, Mother's Day, and our anniversary, my husband refuses to acknowledge these special days. I have expressed to him that these are all important to me. We have been together for a total of 9 years, and in the beginning of our relationship, this was not an issue. I believe my husband has just gotten too comfortable because we are married now, and he knows I'm not going anywhere. He's a good man overall, a little on the cheap side, but he takes care of our child, has a good job, has been faithful to me, and he's involved in church. I go out of my way to make his important days special, or at least acknowledge them. I'm not necessarily expecting lavish gifts, but at least a card or some form of appreciation. We don't have a lot of money, but we aren't struggling financially to meet everyday needs. When we got married, we went on a cruise that was actually his family reunion, and he made into our honeymoon, even though we were doing family reunion activities the entire time. I should have never settled to that agreement because I have been settling ever since. Please help me address and fix this situation. Wow. Yeah, you're right. He's cheap. He's very cheap. We all know that part of being married, Ed, you're married, is showing appreciation to your spouse. I mean, but you don't have that. You don't have it at all. And you've really never had it. Again, you're right. You should have never settled for a family reunion / honeymoon. Who does that? What are all these people doing on your honeymoon? This is a special bonding trip for you and your new husband. Okay, you have allowed, I got to tell you, it's on you, though, because you've allowed this to happen. That first time, the honeymoon, that was on you. I mean, he's been cheap for 9 years. I know you've been married for 5, but you had to have seen some sort of sign when you guys were dating. He didn't just start being cheap and unappreciative. So I just say to you, now it's time for you to speak up for yourself. You got to let him know the unappreciation days are over. If he doesn't appreciate you, someone else will. And that's just the bottom line. Ed?
Oh, Lord have mercy. First of all, I'm trying to figure out how to do what my man did for our summer vacation.
Okay.
What?
All right, so just tell Leslie we going to the family reunion.
No.
We ain't going where she want to go. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we know.
Look, here's the deal. You hit it on the head, Shirley. She knew he was cheap from day one. The important thing here that I think we're missing is she says overall he's a good man, a little cheap, but takes care of our children, has a good job, has been faithful to me, and involved in the church. So at the end of the day, what more do you want? So you don't get the gift you want. Now, I know some of y'all say she wants a gift. I got that. So talk to him. Ask him about that. Tell him he's important to you, but that's important to you as well. And if at the end of the day that doesn't happen, buy your own damn gift and tell him thank you.
Nah, I'm with that.
Just get that card.
Thank you, baby.
Mm-hmm. And go to work. Uh-huh. Mm. I like that, Ed.
Yeah, that was good. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know who hasn't spoken on it? The nephew.
Y'all don't see nothing I see. I don't understand how y'all passing by.
It's about to get stupid in here.
Right. You already know it.
Somebody just tweeted, Tommy, that you and I together have brought new ignorance to the show.
So I love it.
As a journalist, is that a compliment, Ed?
I'm not really sure, but...
Ed Gordon in the building from Detroit.
Yeah. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.